Interesting the way it works, because Wednesday night I was impressed to relate my I was leading worship, right, Wednesday night, and I was thinking of the word light, right, and I was referred back to Isaiah chapter 9, I don't know why I was, but I was, because he is the light of the world, right, that is born. So it starts off in verse 6. It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And I was watching a little bit of The Chosen last night. I don't know if you see it, but they were filming the birth of Christ when he was born. I don't know if any of you have seen it. It was pretty good, right? But anyway, I want to back up a little bit to verse 2 of chapter 9, okay? It says there, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. That's us, isn't it? We once walked in darkness, but then we saw the light. I don't know. Some of you might remember this song. It's an old country and western song, and I think it was Jimmy Rogers who sang it. I saw the light. Oh, is that Hank Williams? Okay, Hank Williams. Yeah, he sang that, some of the words he had: "No more in darkness, no more in night." Right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Right? So I was thinking of that too. We are the same way. We have seen the light. Once we see the light, we will never be the same again. Right? It says in verse 3, well, let's continue on here. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light is shined. Well, that's for all those that were walking in darkness. That's us too. And here's the result. It says in verse 3, you have multiplied the nations and increased its joy. Once we see the light, once we see the Lord, we have the joy of the Lord in us. It says, and increased its joy, they rejoice before you according to the joy of the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. I'll just read verse 4 here too. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor. You know, and that's us coming out of darkness, right? Into the kingdom of light. Or the kingdom of his dear son. Unto us a child is born. And from that day on, we were never the same again. You know, it talks here about, in verse Isaiah 9, It says the government will be upon his shoulders. His name will be called, and it lists five names of God, right? He shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Wow. You know, the cults can't say that, can they? The cults have got nothing, right? I don't even know how they can stay in a cult when they hear about the marvelous, marvelous things of God. Yeah. This might be a little bit disjointed this morning, but we're going to carry right on. The five names of the Lord, of course, I just read them. Did you know that the number five symbolizes God's grace? Goodness and favor toward humans. And is mentioned, get this, 318 times in the scriptures. And five is the number of grace. The number of grace. And I was just kind of going to keep on going in Isaiah there. Isaiah 19. Isaiah 19. Verse 19. I don't know if I got the right scripture. I don't think I have the right scripture. I've got here Isaiah 19 to 20. Anyway. Verse 19, I got, the sun shall no longer be your light by day. Is that 19? Where are you? No, I don't think so. The sun shall no longer be your light by day. Oh, is that what it is? Thank you. I know it was there someplace. What? No, that's the wrong scripture. Oh, 60. Oh, Isaiah 60. Okay, let's see. I can't believe I didn't write that down. Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, there it is. Right. Isaiah 60. 19. It says, the sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you. Nor the brightness shall the moon give light to you. But the Lord will be to you an everlasting light. And your God, your glory. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light. And the days of your mourning shall be ended. Also your people, verse 21, your people shall all be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. But that light he's talking about there is really not a natural light, right? From the sun that shines in the sky. It's not a natural light. It's more like a spiritual inner, the inner light, right? Yeah. And if you turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:5, come on, where are you? Yeah. This is what it says. Are you all there? It says, you are all sons of light and the sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. It says, therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Verse 9 says, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you are also doing. Yeah. So we are all sons of light, children of the day. And Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Right? Good stuff. Any comments? You know, I was thinking of once we receive a ray of that light. Can you remember way back when you accepted Christ? When all of a sudden it dawned on you about Christ. It's like the light came in, right? The light came in, and you were never again the same, because all of a sudden, like your spiritual, your spirit was opened. Right? It's like your spiritual being was open to God. Right? All of a sudden, oh yeah, I didn't know. And then it dawned on us, I didn't know that you loved me. Right? I didn't know that you gave your life for me. But all of a sudden, all these things, you see, that when the light comes in, it disperses the darkness, right? And so if there was any darkness in you, it got dispersed by the Lord, by the light of God. That light. That was all because of the Christ child. And that brings us back to Isaiah 9. Verse 2 says again, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Yeah. And then when we received that light, we were filled with God's joy. It says, and increased its joy. Hallelujah. They rejoice before you according to the joy of the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of bondage in us. Right? You have broken that yoke. That rod of oppressor, that oppressor, has no longer got a hold of us because of the light. Amen. I just thought I'd share a little bit on the light. So that's all I got. Glory. It's when that light all of a sudden dawns on us, right? It just, well, like even the leaves, it makes the leaves a different color, right? It just transforms, yeah. And that's what we're doing. He's doing, he's transforming us every day, right? Max, there must be a song about the light. Can we sing one or two? Not that one.